always online.
In times of stress or strife or struggle, a lot of us have places we kind of like to go away to get our bearings, kind of get our minds right, whether it be a trail or a path or just a peaceful bench somewhere. In this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear of such a situation after a listener goes through a rough breakup, just kind of getting away and getting their mind together, getting their thoughts together, only to be met at that place by a very dark entity. It's a creepy, creepy story. You're only going to hear it in EPP 140 of Real Ghost Stories Online. To hear the full story, sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person at ghostpodcast.com. When you do, you get this story and the full episode and all 140 EPP bonus episodes. Exclusive video content, including our latest episode of Seeing Ghosts, brand new one posted just this last week, and access to our new podcast, Dream Meanings. First episode of that posted up for your listening pleasure as well. So lots to listen to there for only $5 a month at ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. I walked to the towpath that wasn't far from my house. It was always relaxing and therapeutic walking the towpath, admiring nature and the river that was gorgeous. And then sunset came. I get back there, and a soul was in sight. It's getting kind of dark, and I had no care with my hurt and anger at the time, so I sit and stew and contemplate how I lost her. I even cried a little. I'm mad enough to admit that. Out of nowhere, I felt like I was being watched. It's a very uneasy feeling. Nothing but goosebumps and the hairs on your neck standing up and a shiver type deal. Even with all my anger, I still felt very uneasy, never experiencing anything like that before. Then I hear rustling in the leaves, maybe 30, 40 yards away. Now, a bear would be rare in those parts, but we do get sightings and rarely attacks of mountain lions, but I wasn't taking a chance. I got out of there, and I start steadily jogging. It's more alarmed than anything at this point. About 20 to 30 feet away, I hear a shrieking, "Leave!" I turn around, and mind you, it's a lot darker now. And in my horror, I see the silhouette of a lady in black. My heart sank for the first time in my life. I felt true terror. She had no eyes, and you could see through her head. I was stunned with fear, paralyzed even. I finally snapped out of it and ran faster than I could. I exerted every muscle I had in fear to get away from this woman. In my horror, while I was sprinting, it was as if she was gliding. To my horror, she was only 5 inches away from the side of my face. I don't think I would have reacted all that well to that happening to me. I think there's a certain muscle that would be exercised in me as well, and it would probably result in some liquid on the ground near me, maybe even some other stuff behind as I ran or in my pants. Oh my gosh. Hear the full story in EPP 140. Of Real Ghost Stories Online. Get the full thing at ghostpodcast.com. Also, in this week's EPP bonus episode, we hear of a story where a teen finds that something likes to take the form of an angry parent when no one is home. Also, something enjoys leading two toddlers into dangerous situations. Plus, the animals at a veterinary clinic are keenly aware there's something haunting the building. EPP 140, get it at ghostpodcast.com and help keep Real Ghost Stories Online alive.